Comics Tuesday.
What is up? We are here for all the deets, suspicions, questions, and queries.
Whoa, what's the difference between a query and a quandary? Because those words sound too similar for, in my mind now I'm thinking, I think they mean the same thing.
I think there is a query that's close to a quandary, but there's also like you can submit like a query letter where you're asking like, hey, can you represent me? That's a query letter. And then a quandary.
Is a problem versus a question, you think?
Maybe.
But a problem is a question and a question is a problem.
But sometimes you can have a question that's not necessarily a problem.
But the problem is I don't know the answer. Yeah. So, like, can you actually?
Let's consult Merriam-Webster.
Oh, Merriam! Merriam, girl, don't let me down.
Okay, so query, question, inquiry. A question in mind.
Whoa, doubt. Query is from inquiry?
No, it's saying that's the definition.
Hold up. We have way too many words that are almost exactly the same.
Yeah. That's why the English language is very confusing to people that are learning.
I was going to say, of all of the languages that I would not want to fucking learn, that it would be the absolute goddamn hardest to learn, English. I don't know. Like, I'm constantly confused. So anytime anyone calls in and they're like, sorry, my English isn't great. I'm like, no, your English is fucking phenomenal.
Okay, so Merriam, I have a question. I mean, I know the answer, but I just want to know what...
Would you call it a query?
I have a query. One of your definitions that you have here says ?since 2. And then there's a link. And then you have to click on it. And then it goes to the definition of ?. And then it says, number two says a mark. And then a ?, like the actual ?. Used in writing and printing at the conclusion of a sentence to indicate a direct question.
So are we just including definitions of letters now? This is the letter A. You'll find it in words that need the letter A. It makes a A sound or an ah sound. Like period. Do you think they have period in there? And then they write, also known in slang as period. Sometimes used when typed out, period could mean not only the end of the sentence, but the end of the sentence emphatically in slang.
So then we have quandary, which is a state of perplexity or doubt. So like quandary is more of a vibe.
Dude, I think we can blame Latin for this. Like, I mean, the word derives from Latin and like totally, I'm all for it. I just think the issue is that like we've expanded so much on that that when you have 19 different things that come from the exact same. This is why medicine terms are so confusing to me, because it'll be like, oh, so they all have the same prefix or they all have the same suffix. And then this means this, this, and this. And it's like, okay.
This one isn't even, you can't even blame Latin because the etymology is unknown.
Oh, so it's a lie.
But the first use was in 1579.
And we shouldn't be trusting that with anything.
And I just want to, so then I, as I scroll down for more, we see that it has like where quandary is near other words in the dictionary. And the word above it is quamoclit.
Ooh. Quamoclit.
Q-U-A-M-O-C-L-I-T.
Quamoclit.
And that is a genus of twining vines of warm regions distinguished between, I'm not going to try that word.
You don't need to.
By the salver form corolla.
Toyota.
I have to look up every word in this definition.
That to me, I'm just like, Merriam, you're doing so much.
And exerted stamens and style. Quamoclit. New word. That's our word of the day.
Quamoclit. And if we're pronouncing it wrong, no, we're not.
I'm pretty sure we're pronouncing it right.
The issue is if you and I are both totally set on how something should be like pronounced and we've never heard it before.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The likelihood, as two people who are not very good at pronouncing things, if we're both on the same page going, that's definitely how it's pronounced, you know.
It's written out here. So
phonetic. And yeah. You can read that way. Yeah. I can't.
I mean, I had to learn.
It's similar to the... when you're on the phone, you're supposed to say A for whatever. What's that called? That alphabet? I don't remember what it's called. I always thought we were just making things up.
Yeah, I saw someone, they were in a meeting, I believe. This was on TikTok, and they were in like a Zoom meeting or something like that. And they were spelling out their name using that thing, yeah. Whatever it's called. And they said something, and people started laughing at her because they were like,
jail. Send those people to HR.
Yeah.
Same thing. Send them people to HR.
Yep.
I only learned that. And Mats was like, so, like, he didn't even blink. He was like, of course, that's totally fine. But like, I used to be like, M as in Megan, E as in egg, G as in giraffe. And I like used to be like, I want them to think I'm funny and creative. So like, I'm not even picking things that should be what I should use phonetically. It's not making it any easier.
Yep.
But hey. It's not my fault. No one told us that this was a thing.
Well, welcome to See You Next Tuesday. If you're new here, you're like, what is this? And the thing is, there is no definition. Your query about what this is will leave you in a quandary.
Wow. And she used it in a sentence. Incredible. Now this makes me want to watch Akeel and the Bee. I haven't seen that in so long.
Little Kiki.
I know. And it was every time I watch like a movie or something, I would be like, this is what I want my life to be. But even then, I was like, I just have to admire from afar. This will never be my future. I can't spell. And the only times in spelling tests, I would just pick things that I was like, what's important to me to spell? The word metamorphosis, because Hilary Duff's album. And to this day, I can still search metamorphosis and know how to spell it. But anything else, no. Like, I probably would have, it would have been song titles and things for my Googling.
Did you ever have to sit and, like, in your class to qualify for the spelling bee? They made you do a mini spelling bee in your class?
Yeah. And I'm out on the first round.
I remember we had Popsicle when I was in, like, first grade. I was like, this is too much. But everybody kept trying to spell it, like, cycle.
Damn.
And
it's advanced.
And I remember thinking in my head, I was like, that's not right. Like, I got two in my head. I was like, what everybody else is doing is not right.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like if I do it, then if I do what I think is right, then I'll still be wrong.
Yeah.
And
it's better to be wrong the way everyone else is being wrong than being wrong with my own.
I did what everybody else was doing. And, like, I started right.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this isn't right. And then I changed it. And I didn't go, but I don't want to go either, because then we got, like, well, actually, I think I was an alternate. Like, if the person who won in my class didn't get it, then I was an alt. Yes, that's correct. Because then I got like, a
what's
book.
What's his name from Spider-Man?
Yeah. So then I got a book, and then we were supposed to, like, memorize all the words in that book.
Oh my God.
But you didn't even know if they'd actually use those words. And I said, I'll just be sick that day if push comes to shove, because why am I doing extra work on top of my homework? And then what's the reason?
My question, can you put ranked in a spelling bee on your college application?
Sure, but like
I think it's
cares?
Just a fun fact.
Yeah.
And also, I do think it has to be that. I don't think you can, like, use it later in life, because every person I know who did incredibly well on spelling bees, they've told me, and I've never asked. So, like, I do think it has to be a pride thing, and it's like, you need to justify why you spent so much time, energy, and work spelling.
And then the kids that get on, like, the sports spelling bee on ESPN.
What?
You don't know they have the whole, like, the people that, like, win in the nation, like, their state, they win state
for spelling
bee, then they have, like, this is a big deal every year.
Holy shit.
They have, and it's on ESPN.
Damn.
And those kids look stressed as fuck.
I know. Anytime I see it, even in, like, the movies, it's like you literally zoom in on a bead of sweat dripping down their face. And I'm like, this is a child.
Yes.
Look, go outside and play.
Right.
Wow.
We have spell check now.
I know. Do you think they're mad?
No.
I
because
wonder
now they're, like, like, the kids now, like, that's all they've known. So then, like, I don't know if it's making it easier or harder for them. I wonder if anybody's ever done a study on like, the
effects of
spelling bees, and then, like, compare it to before they had automatic spellers to now.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Do you think they become linguistics majors? Because that would be helpful, but also I know people who are linguistics majors, and, like, that shit's so fucking hard.
I'm scrolling through to see, like, the winners, who's won. They've been doing this since 1925.
What were they spelling back then?
The word
horse and buggy.
The word that
dysentery
was the word that ended it in 1925 was
polio.
No.
Sorry. Prohibition.
I know what it looks like, how it should sound, but I'm not sold.
Gladiolus.
That's what I thought.
Oh, the flower.
Gladiolus. Yes. I've never heard of it.
I could say it. I couldn't spell it.
And then hold on. 1928. The word that, unless, I don't know if this is a new word, but the word was knack.
Well, maybe it was easier back then because we only had like 100 words. Doth, protest,
like,
vow.
What?
Yeah. What?
All the other words before then, after then, I can understand.
Knack.
therapy was in 1940.
Whoa. Whoa. No way we knew about it for that long and no one did it. It's crazy.
Eczema has gotten at people out a few times.
Dude, eczema would get me out every time. The way I try and... I have never spelled it correctly my entire life.
Incredible. So now I'm just clicking on some people that, one, do have Wikipedia pages. So let's see what they're up to. She's still a child, so... And I think she has a Wikipedia page because she was the first Black winner. Zalia Ava...
Do they reference Akilah and the Bee in her Avant Wikipedia?
Garde? No, they don't.
What?
She's only 17, so she's still in school. Let's see these other people.
Well, Akilah and the Bee was then before that.
Yeah.
No?
Akilah was before.
How many years ago was that?
Just a couple years ago. Kiki was a full child, so
it was... but like, what age of child?
Like 12.
Okay, you're right.
This was in 2021.
Oh, yeah, because I saw it as a child.
Yes, this was in 2021. This girl is 17 right now.
Yeah, so 17 plus 2006. 2006 plus 17. 2023.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I was calculating something.
Were you trying to figure out how old Kiki was when it came out? If so, that math is incorrect.
No, I was trying to figure out
how many years it's been since Akilah and the Bee came out to when that girl won.
Maybe.
So it would be whenever Akilah and the Bee came out.
2006.
Okay, so you need to do 2021 minus 2006.
Oh, that's what I meant to do. You're right, you're right, you're right. 15.
Okay.
I just wonder if she watched Akilah and the Bee and was like, that's going to be fucking me.
Probably did. Let's see, who else? Evan, before then, the Evan, whoever this is.
Evan Peters.
Oh, Dorney. He was born.
Oh, one of mine, in Irish.
And born in 93.
My brother.
Yes. Let's see what he's up to now.
Evan O'Dorney, what are you doing?
He got a PhD in math. He's a mathematician, so that's what he's up to.
Yeah, I love it for him. Go twin.
And then we've got, I'm not going to disrespect you by saying your name incorrectly, someone else who won in, this person is a poker player.
Wow. And, you know what that means?
In 2018, they won $6 million.
That kid was not sweating up there. Mm-mm. They were like, high pressure is where I fucking belong.
Yes.
Call me a lobster. Throw me in.
They won in 2002.
Damn. Wow, being like, this is not going to be like a passing fun fact about me, like me winning and like having a Wikipedia article for the level of spelling bee I competed in. Nah, that's just going to be secondary to my $6 million poker winnings.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So.
Good for them.
We've got a spread.
Let us know if you ever won a spelling bee and or what like the winning word was or what word you got out on.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear it. Because like I probably got out on the word like there. Like I don't even know. Well, I wasn't even in the running.
But I'm saying there can have different spellings, so that would be a fair one to get out on.
Yeah, it's always the I's and the E's. I mean, it's really everything I can't spell, but like because when you throw in multiple vowels.
Thing, the I before E thing, except for after C, is not correct.
It works in my name, but that's pretty much it. You know?
Yeah.
So let us know.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books, so we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me, so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black, and this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. We also got someone who wrote in saying, "Hi, I just listened to See You Next Tuesday. Wanted to share that I've played Sims 4 and previously Sims 3 on my laptop for years, and it works okay. It probably runs better on a desktop, but I have a bunch of charity." Tell me what this means. This isn't even from charity.
I was going to say, that's not charity.
No, but charity also plays DLC. And DLC. Mods. I know what mods are.
Yeah, I know what mods are. Maybe just tell me what it is. DLC I just see
Sims.
Downloadable content.
What's the L?
The L is the L in download.
No, I don't like when they do that.
Me either. But I guess if you just put DC, people wouldn't specifically know what you're okay. saying.
So those are paid downloadable content, expansion packs, essentially. I have a bunch of DLC and mods, and it's never been too laggy to play. It does make your laptop kind of warm, though, but I believe Sims 4 has a laptop mode that is supposed to help the game run smoothly. Just thought I'd share in case playing on a laptop was the only thing holding you back from getting the game. Here's the thing. It's holding us back, but specifically playing on the laptops we currently own is holding us back. Because yeah. we have laptops from the same year. Yours is doing better than mine, but like...
Because you just need to go get the update to it.
But they're like... They're toasty.
They are toasty. Already. Mine is making hella noises all the time. Yeah. I found a way where you can make it not do it for like a week.
Oh.
You have to turn it off and then hit command shift option as it's booting up. And then it'll make it stop for a week. But you have to...
Yeah.
Who's really shutting their computer down all the time?
Never.
That's part of the problem.
My issue is like, I just let the computer die. And then I go,
well, then the next time you boot it up, then hit command option shift.
Okay. I'll try to remember that. Yeah. So maybe it's when I need a new computer, I'll like let, because I think if I put Sims on my current laptop, like that would be the end.
What I think is I need to get a new computer.
Yeah, and then this could be our Sims computer. Yes,
clear out everything that's on this old computer. I'll have it for Sims and like writing. Yeah. You know? And then
because you can't have distractions. Nothing yes. can force you to open up two windows. Uh-huh. You go, no, I gotta focus on my writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think that would have to be my plan too. Because I edit my videos on a laptop, which is not sustainable, but I keep doing it because I prefer it.
Yeah, I do too.
If I feel like
sitting up at a computer, I'll edit. So about the only ones, unless I'm seated to do Josh's podcast, because that has three cameras on, like
that's different.
Yeah. So I'll do that on the big one. And then if I'm there and I have other stuff to do, then I'll continue.
Pack it on.
But otherwise I'm using this, even though I'm using external hard drives, there's still stuff. Case I did a recent cleanup on Premiere. Of all these, there's like thousands of files that just get automatically saved from stuff. And so I clean that up. And I just want to say to the lady that made the video on how to do that, thank you. Because I found a lot of write-ups about where men were writing up about how to do it. And it made zero sense. And this woman made a video. And it took me less than a minute to go through with this woman.
I just think women should explain things.
Me too.
Men should go to war.
Yes. We'll talk about that on Thursday.
Ooh, oh my God, I'm so excited. I've been teasing it all week. I can't wait. I am desperate for some more gaming. I'm still loving Monopoly Go, but like I've been thinking about Sims so fucking much.
Me too.
I want to tell you about two movies that I watched. I watched The Holdovers. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it yet?
No. I haven't seen any Oscar movies except for American Fiction.
And I haven't seen that yet.
I know.
We were supposed to watch it, but we forgot.
Mm-hmm.
The Holdovers is so phenomenal. I'm obsessed with the fact that they found the main kid from it because they were filming at his college.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, oh, let's just... And it's like preliminary. I want everyone to know that like this is not how most people get discovered.
Not at all.
For the record, anytime you hear about a celebrity being like, oh, I was discovered in a mall, that's usually just not true. Like, it's usually a lie. And or it is they got discovered to model and then they got in front of acting agents. But they like had enough leeway time that it was like, oh, maybe someone could like do these things or whatever, like read a couple lines. This could be fun and really feel like the sense of community here. And
isn't it a high school?
It's a boarding school. But the kid is like quite similar parallels to the role he plays. So like he was a scholarship student there. And that's like kind of the same vibe in the sense that like didn't grow up with money, but his stepdad has money in the movie. And that's why he goes there. And it was like, wow, they really got someone like this. And the director auditioned him like four times in a row. The casting director was like, oh, he's great. Sent to the director. And the director was like, this has to be a fluke. This kid's never acted a day in his life. And so like he kept auditioning him being like, that had to be a fluke. Let's try one more time. Like they're like, oh my God. Cause he's like, I can't give this kid the main role. Like this was not the fucking plan. And he just like kept like knocking it out of the park. But then he's been doing like Letterboxd interviews and stuff. And people like, they're like, Letterboxd is like, okay, what are your top four favorite films? And he's like, oh, and I think he just said like, he said just like A Star Is Born. He said the movie's released in the last 5 years. And he's like, I'm not like a movie guy. And everyone's like, no, he's literally just a student.
Yeah.
But he has he has an old timey face. And I was like, great casting. There's only one kid in there who like has severe iPhone face. And I was like, that was poorly cast. But I'm obsessed with.
It didn't take place in current times.
No.
I thought 70s. There's.
Did you see all that corduroy, all that brown?
I've only seen the lady that's won all the awards.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Is it Devine or Divine?
She's got three names. She's a three-namer.
I know. But here's the thing. I'm fine with her three names. Is it?
Do you Divine. Remember?
Divine. I'm fine with it because Joy, if you want to throw that in totally, it's not like Smithsonian, which like, you know, or like.
Did you say Smithsonian?
Yeah. Like Taylor Bob, like, or Taylor Robbins, like Joy, we're getting some. Joy is not a last name, you know? So like that, we can mix it up in there. That's fine. It's like a Sarah Michelle Gellar, which I'm like, okay, I won't get Sarah Michelle Gellar mixed up with Aaron Taylor Johnson. So she also mimicked her accent from Donna Summers, who I didn't know was from Boston. Sorry. Good job. God, I literally forgot the word Boston. That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, in my head, I'm like Ben Affleck, that one car commercial that Mott's loves. And Donna Summer has a Boston accent. And so she like, that's how she like learned how to do this like specific. Cause she was like, everyone here is just like talking like, you got a cow, whatever. And yeah. She was like, that's not how like black women talked back. Like in the 70s, there's a specific dialect that's also different for black women. And so she was like looking at news anchors and like was trying to copy it. And then finally realized that Donna Summer, which she's like, I didn't know she had like a Boston accent when she talked, which I would have never fucking guessed. Mm-hmm. And so she would like watch and listen to like interviews with her. And like her dialect is perfect. And she's phenomenal in it. Like she should win. Like she deserved to win absolutely everything. And I really enjoyed it. And then I watched Dumb Money, which is, Melissa, it is so.
Didn't we already talk about this?
It already came out, but I don't know if we talked about it.
Maybe I'm thinking of another movie.
This is the one about the
GameStop. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
My God. Phenomenal. Fucking phenomenal.
Oh, our girl America's in here.
Oh.
That just changed it. I have to watch it now.
When I tell you. It was so good. It was directed by Craig Gillespie. That's how I would say his last name. But that's also because I know someone with that last name. So I don't know if it's the same. But he's one who also directed I, Tonya, Cruella, Lars and the Real Girl. And he directed, this is the part that I went, no wonder why this movie is phenomenal. It's the directed, it's phenomenal. Guess what he also directed? The other best piece of content that has come out in the last year that I was like, this should be put in history books.
What?
The Beyonce Super Bowl commercial.
Oh.
And I was like, of course this man has brought us this. Like, fucking fantastic.
I see Kate Burton is also in here.
Yep. Yep. And I also loved Lars and the Real Girl. Like, growing up, that was like a teen movie. It wasn't a teen movie. It was a movie I loved as a teen. But it's just so good and so interesting. And it's like such a good steal the money, scam the right people kind of a thing. And Seth Rogen plays like one of like the hedge fund guys, which is fucking hilarious to see. And then they show the comparisons at the end of who these people look like. And I started like reading up about the premise of these characters and who they're playing and whatever. And the guy who... Paul Dano is playing. He plays this guy, Keith Gill. He's like the real guy who was like behind it with like the, he's wearing the Mountain Artwear. Mountain. I think that's what it's called. That brand. I've got a bunch of like shirts from them. That's like he wore this like shirt with a cat on it in like outer space and all that kind of stuff. And he would tie this like red tie around his head. And he would like get on Reddit on the like Wall Street Bros one and like talk about this. But like it was a very good job. I will say, I wonder if that guy's kind of like, goddamn, because only during quarantine he had this kind of overgrown long hair. And so that's how he's depicted in the movie. And I looked it up and that's the only time his hair is like that. And I was like, I wonder if he's like, fuck, like you really got to get me at my quarantine look, like shit. And then Pete Davidson plays his brother and Motz was like so pleasantly surprised. He's like, he was really fun. I was like, you know, he's like, he only plays himself. And I was like, I don't think he's ever been given the opportunity to play anyone other than himself. But like, that was like really good. And everyone that they played comparison to was cool. And looking up the rest of the people. So he's based on like, that's just like him. And then most of the other characters are like a combination of a couple people. So there's one guy who ended up being these two college girls. That's kind of like what his role was in depicted. And then him mixed with a couple of other people. But the author of this book, which is this is adapted from, he posted on the subreddit saying, hey, I'm writing a book about this whole ordeal. Would love if anyone could reach out. So all these people reached out to him and then gave him like everything. This woman who was a nurse who's America Ferrera plays, like she reached out and was like, I really think that like, you know, just be careful. Like this community can be like a little intense. I would really like, I think when even what she said was like, I would make sure you definitely get a woman to talk about this as well, because like there is a very like, you know, problematic sense of this, but it's still helpful. And I don't want like women to have this barrier of getting into it. And so like he talked to her and he did all this and he wrote the book in the span. I think he pitched the book on like a Wednesday to agencies. They accepted it. He had talked to people and then signed the movie deal by that Friday.
Incredible.
So he was writing the book, sending chapters to the net, like to the studio. And they were adapting it at all at the exact same time. And he was like on the phone with all these people talking about it. And they're all very happy with how it was depicted, which is really great. And they like, he invited them to like a screening, like the real people. And they like sat next to each other in the theater and they were like, oh my God, this is us. Like, oh wait, you were the one who posted that meme. And they were like, it was like this Reddit in real
that
life.
That happened like during the during quarantine too. So it makes it even more.
It was just like so fucking interesting. And like, just like so crazy. And it was so good. It was so well directed. Like it was just like a very good movie. And I wish it got like way more attention, because I do find that this story is far more interesting than a lot of the other, I don't know, like scandal, like the FTX one, like the stuff that gets covered. I'm like, I just like this one, I think is just, I don't know. Like it's, I love to hear about like the little guy robbing from these like rich assholes versus rich assholes robbing from other rich assholes, unless it's Anna Delvey, you know? Sebastian Stan's also in it. And it was just like so interesting. And like, I literally just kept pausing the movie and asking Mott's questions about being like, how does this work? How does this work? Like, what do you mean? Like, isn't this illegal? But the craziest part of this is that like, one of the things that happened is they like shut down the ability to trade for the specific GameStop trade, because it was like blowing up too much and people were trying to cash in and they didn't have enough capital and they shut it down. So they made it so you couldn't do that. And I was like, isn't that illegal? And Mots is like, yeah. And I look it up, that they were like, it's illegal, but we're not going to do anything about it. And I'm like, yep. Holy fuck.
I remember when that happened.
Yeah. And then they tried to like sue the people who like, you know, trying to say that this was insider trading or he was doing a thing. And they were like, no, it's fine. And they were so mad. And I'm like, why don't you just shut the fuck up? Because you did something illegal and they're not reprimanding you for it. And now you're trying to get them to tell someone else that what they did was illegal. That wasn't fucking illegal. And I just am so happy for this man, Keith. And first of all, more than that, I am happy for his goddamn fucking wife. Because she sat there while he was on his little Twitch stream. She was rocking their baby. And also, you know, I loved her because the second she, we first time we see her, she's at the kitchen table. She's doing a puzzle. And I go, that's my girl, Shailene, doing a puzzle. And like, she's just supporting him. She's telling him, she's like living this high anxiety life. And he's like, should I sell? And she's like, you know, if you want to, like, if you want to stay with it, like stick with it. And I'm like, I could never be that support. Like I literally could never fucking do that. And they made so much money and then dropped off the face of the planet. No one's heard from him since. Mm-hmm. And I hope wherever he is and wherever they are, I hope he is happy and he feels nothing but gratitude. And anyone who lost money, it's not your fault. And anyone who made money, that is the result of you. So only take the good parts. It was great. America Ferrera is also good in it because it's her and she's perfect. My president. And speaking of president, vice president, I almost said assistant president, vice president, Sally Field. No, what's her character's name?
I mean, she's Sally on Scandal. And then she's also Meredith's mom on Grey's Anatomy.
I literally, at first I went, Shonda? Like, I literally saw her and I went, did Shonda have something to do with this? She didn't. Turns out Kate Burton can be in things that aren't just Shonda Productions.
But also, I just, in clicking on this, her name on this, I just learned that she's Richard Burton's daughter, who he's like an old Hollywood actor.
Wait, what?
Yes.
You're kidding.
I was like, what? Like, I saw his name. I was like, maybe it's just a different Richard Burton. No, she is his daughter.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. Yeah, we did a BA at Brown and an MFA at Yale. Get it? Yeah, this movie's just great. But like, imagine a movie where the hedge fund guys are played by Seth Rogen and Nick Offerman. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah.
I told you Sebastian Stan is in it. It's just so fucking good. There's a cute little gay couple in college. And it's like, you know, it's like a little sexy without being like, ooh. And I was like, and they have a weird roommate. Like, it just feels like you're watching. It could be a documentary, like the level of it, but it's not like a mockumentary. Like, it's taken very seriously in a way, but like it, big performances in a way that feels like so grounded. Like, I just think he's a great director. And obviously everyone's like really good in it, but I just like, I loved it and I want everyone to watch it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you watched that.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All I did this weekend was lie in bed and listen to Cowboy Carter. And literally the clothes that were on my couch when you were here on Thursday, still there, haven't folded them. I figured you didn't, but haven't folded them. I literally was in bed. I was able to finish all my work, which is something I'm never that's able to do before the weekend.
Remarkable.
And I just was there soaking it all in.
It's so stupid.
It's perfect. And I just like, I listened to it as soon as it dropped on Thursday. And that was after we had recorded. I still had work to do and I was trying to finish it up as fast as I could. But then like Avia wanted to listen to it live.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I just hit play and let it roll. And I was just like, I was amazed. It's incredible.
This woman is a witch. Like, it's not, what she does is like, not only should there be entire college courses and like everything like derived, like you could study, like she's a philosopher. Mm-hmm. But also a
historian.
But at the same time, she's also like, she can see into the future. Like, yes. It's like
she's past, present, and future.
She is like the ghost of all of the Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like she's like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. She's like, let me tell you about you. I've never met you. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about me and everyone. And I'm going to teach you everything about the world. And you're going to shake your ass while you're like,
yes.
But
we start with American Requiem that is an interpretation of historic interpolation, I should say, of historic founding America song. And then we go like, then the songs are, they're like traditional ish country. And then we go into like modern country and then futuristic country. And it's like the words are moving, but like you don't realize it until you're like really listening to it. And then all the research that went into this. Also, I got to say, everybody I named and people to look out for.
Introducing the Blackbirds.
I mean, even on my vision board for this year, I had a black cowgirl on it.
Yeah.
And so I might have, you know, spoke all this into, I manifested all this into existence. So y'all need to thank me, even though she's been working on it for 4 years. But
hey, you spoke it on Beyonce's internet.
I did.
And Beyonce listened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm genuinely just like speechless.
I know.
Like imagine being in the studio and just like hearing her be like, okay, next up, I think we'll do this. And it's mm-hmm. like, what did you just do? Like,
right. And allegedly, there's so many rumors going around about this album. A lot of it, I'm like, this is bullshit. But allegedly, and this I would believe is that she's keep trying to hide that toe from me.
No, it's this toe my hat, but the other one's not so good either.
That she recorded like 100 songs. Like there's 100, and I can see, I can believe that because she started working on it 4 years ago.
And she said, you guys don't need this right now.
And
though.
She said,
I need to help you out.
Yeah. She was like,
you guys are sad.
We need to dance. That's what she says. You need to dance. So I'm going to let out, Renaissance first, which I will say Renaissance is like 99. Like if I was giving mm-hmm. scores, Renaissance is a 99 and then Cowboy Carter's 100. I love both. Like, I got to the point where this year I was like, I got to start listening to someone else, something else, because I've been listening to Renaissance for 2 years. I need something else. But then she drops this.
Yeah, she's like,
no peace.
Here you go. I heard you. Here you fucking go. Saw your vision board and I'm giving you this.
Yes. But I can, because even the remix that she let out last night for Texas Hold'em.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like that the things that she added sounds like it was a completely different song. And she was like, let me just put this in here.
Her, whoever is under the lock and key of like all of the songs that she has not released, I think it's just her. Also, to be fair, though, I think anyone, I would keep a secret for Beyonce.
I know. You know what made me laugh, though, as I was looking at the music stuff? Jay-Z is credited for clapping on a song.
She said, here you go, babe.
he is like, he's a writer on several songs, but like clapping, it's no, on. And you know what song it is? Jolene. Clapping away.
He's just vibing. He should throw a mic on that. And he's like, or they're like, what? No, I saw someone talking about how like she will give anyone credit. Like if she's like, I was inspired by someone humming one day, someone give them some credit for that. Because people will give, and this is what I say, toxic Swifties will literally be like, Taylor's the only one credited on this. And like, look how many people Beyonce's credited. I'm like, that's not the same thing.
Yes.
Like literally whatsoever. Like credit is not like a dig or like an outsource in that, especially when someone has that much discography that you can see how she uses her credit.
Mm-hmm. And we've literally seen when she used to do her own little documentaries in the studio.
Bring them back. Bring back the She's recording like, on her fucking photo booth on her computer under the cup. I want it for this.
We would see how she like broke down and wrote songs and stuff. So like she's a writer. She was writing in Destiny's Child. She's been writing.
Yep.
I just saw a clip of her arguing with her dad when they were doing Destiny's Child stuff. And it was like, I just saw Beyonce and Kelly. I didn't see anyone else in there. So I don't know exactly where what it era was falling in. But I think it had to be with Michelle in there. Because I don't think she was like young when the other one's in. So it probably was Michelle. But she's like arguing with her dad. She's like, we've been in the studio since 7 a.m. I do not have the bandwidth to write another song.
Well, she's a hit maker.
Yes.
And people knew that.
Yeah.
I love the fact that her relationship with Jay-Z, she doesn't leave anyone asking any questions.
No.
Like it was very much, she goes, yeah, he was rich. He was talented. He was connected. I was young, hot, a little less rich, more talented. I use that man. Get on all fours. Let me step on your back. And he says, gladly. And she catapults into space and then goes, you can come along. Yep. And he's there kissing the fucking ground that she walks on. Knows his fucking place.
It's hilarious when you see like them walking around places. And she's there with Julius as her bodyguard, and Jay-Z is just like a few steps behind. And it's like Jay-Z is also famous and a billionaire. Where's his security?
No, like genuinely, he married Beyonce, and it was like his IMDb star meter. It was like, oh, you are now her water boy. You are now her assistant. Like, it's like, have you seen like Tom Holland and Zendaya videos?
How he's like, they're like, her as her like on his phone recording her like he's a fan.
No, and it's like to the point where he is such a fan that other fans go, he is one of us.
Yeah,
we are no longer fans of him, we are all fans of her. And like that's what like, in I do have to say though, someone did make a TikTok of the like Jolene, like these girls trying to take my man, and it was like a slideshow.
I hate those.
And it was the man in question, and it was just a picture of Jay-Z.
I hate them.
The one where he's on. I just need to know the story behind. Why is he water skiing alone? He was on a water ski by himself. And all it reminded me of was that guy from Joe Exotic on a water ski by himself.
You've also, he's like doing things where like, cause he's not like a good swimmer where Beyonce
relatable.
Is.
Relatable.
And so he's like trying to get over his fear of swimming. I don't know if you've ever seen him like on a yacht, like trying to jump into the water.
Oh
and
my God.
Beyonce looks so graceful and he's like, ooh.
Oh, he's one of us.
Yes. And so I think it was just him
Cause I was like, why is he, for a second I was like, is he making a parody of the Joe Exotic guy?
No, he's just like a little trepidatious when it comes to water, but he's trying.
Relatable.
Yeah.
And I can't say I'm trying.
Yeah.
He's doing more than I am, but I was just loving it. I was like, I respect the idea of someone hopping on it. Well, now I know that he wasn't by himself, but like imagine going on vacation and being like, jet ski.
Jet ski.
Yeah. Not, what's the one you're sitting?
Jet ski.
Yeah. Jet skiing by yourself. I was like, this shouldn't stop me. I should do this too.
Yeah.
I love it. So what's your favorite song? Are you going to tell me what your favorite song is? You're going to wait that to that.
My favorite song changes day to day.
Yeah, I don't know why I asked that because I can't respond.
But I do have the top three line in bed. The top three that I've told my Echo device to play.
Oh, okay.
I can say those.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to wait until we're going to do, well, they'll hear, but actually before, because we're going to do respond to the AMAs that we posted. So they've already heard it by this time.
Will you at least just tell me?
No, because we need to have genuine reactions when we do that.
Okay. I'm not going to be able to pick.
But I will say yesterday when I was in the car driving and Spaghetti came on, I could have crashed my fucking car.
That was when I was making that face, when I caught myself in the reflection and I said, oh girl, it's not something stinky.
Like it was like, it's so a great song. It's a great song, and like in the house I'm like, this is good, but in the car,
Spaghetti in the car, I was like, fuck, it was wild.
Yeah.
And the fact that she didn't record this in a car, like I'm like, did you know that you were making a car song?
Yeah.
Did you anticipate that, like, I would need to be driving at least 40 miles an hour?
Mm-hmm. I was on the 405, and I realized that I was only going 40 because I was too into the song. And I said, Melissa, we got to change to the next song because I got to keep up with traffic.
No, I genuinely was like, literally, I caught myself rolling my windows down and turning
it
up.
No, I had it. I had my windows down on the highway with it turned up. And then as soon as I got off the highway, I dropped my top.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Because I was like, I need people to feel this with me.
No, it's so stupid fucking good.
Yeah.
And like, she's crazy. She's crazy.
It's just, and I'm just like, there's going to be so many remixes that come out. And I'm not ready.
I'm actually just not.
Like, ready. I was like,
let me breathe.
Beyonce, I just got the words down to Texas Hold'em. And now you're dropping the remix.
When I tell you the fact that I'm like, there are still a couple lines of getting tripped up in Texas Hold'em. And I'm like, and you give me, what, 24 songs? I need you to slow down before you drop any more remixes because I'm late. First of all, I have to learn new words to Jolene. So, like, I don't even have the other two that I can go, oh, okay, Blackbird, Jolene, those in the pocket. I only have to learn 22. No, I still have to learn more.
Yes. Which, and I've also seen commentary about Jolene talking about Beyonce turned to violence. Of course, from white men saying this.
What?
That she turned it violent because Dolly was begging for Jolene and Beyonce's like, watch your fucking back. And it's like, when Dolly recorded this song, women couldn't have bank accounts without a man. Like, where she saw this, where this woman was, if you listen to Dolly's commentary on it, was that she worked at the bank. Mm-hmm. Like, the woman worked at the bank. And Dolly has also talked about how she was at the bank and she whooped that woman's ass.
Yeah.
And that woman pulled off her wig. And then Dolly went home and then whooped her husband's ass. Like, it's...
That song is not violent originally. Not violent. Like, this is a woman talking to another woman being like, I'm begging you. And it's like... And by that means I'm threatening you. Like,
yes.
It already existed.
Like, Dolly poses with shotguns. Like, this is Dolly grew up.
Dolly can fight.
Dolly grew up like in the rural area of Tennessee. Like,
scrappy little girl.
Yes. And then we drop this, and then we see who has writing credit on this song. The sole writing credit on this song is Dolly Parton. Even though I'm sure Beyonce added stuff, she's just like, nah.
No.
Dolly, you can have this. But like, come on now. And it's like, she's not even Beyonce's not even really threatening. She's just like warning. It's a warning, not a threat.
The same way that Dolly did.
Yes.
And that one to me, I was like, Dolly, it was like girl to girl. I don't know any woman who ever misunderstood the meaning of that or any of that. And then Beyonce is just saying it in a different way. And people are like, whoa. And I'm like, oh, that's actually what the song has always said.
That's what it's always said. But it's different when a black woman does it.
I saw someone say like the original Jolene was like pathetic and it wasn't like this like empowering song about women. I'm like, do you have ears?
Have you listened?
Do you know what this song?
First of all, she's complimenting her. Yeah, like,
in the way that we all know that when we do, like, it's so fucking strategic.
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
People just interpret things wrong.
Wrong and badly. Mm-hmm. And they don't deserve to listen. No. Like, I do think you should have some like Spotify privileges revoked. It's like, oh, actually, like, you're not allowed to listen to this album. Like, you actually do not have this.
Nope.
Anyways, I'll talk about that later.
Yep. That's why I didn't want to go too hard on it, because I knew that you have thoughts on Thursday.
I do. Anything else?
No, I literally didn't do anything.
It's fair enough.
I've had meetings all week. It's just been a meeting week. I have a ton of meetings tomorrow.
Killing it, crushing it.
Hopefully.
I love it
also
for you.
Also sharing my advice. Some people were like, can I ask you 30 minutes? I said, sure.
Ugh.
I'm feeling generous this week.
Your cup runneth over. Mm-hmm. Cowboy Carter, 24 songs. Gives you the energy, the stamina.
I know. A friend texted me and said, are you a cowgirl now? And I was like, I've been a cowgirl.
Unfortunately, you have been a horse girl for a while.
I've been riding horses for a year, but I also grew up going to the rodeo. Like,
yeah.
The only reason I stopped going to the rodeo was because I moved here. But even when I moved here, I went to the rodeo somewhere far out. I don't know where it was, but I did go to a rodeo.
The Inland Empire, probably.
Where was it? I was in Corona. That's where
it
was.
Yeah, that's the IE.
Yeah. I've gone to rodeos all my life, growing up going. According to my mom, I loved riding horses when I was a kid. I don't remember any of that. I think she made it up, because I remember very distinct things from when I was a kid.
Yeah, you have very early childhood memories.
Whatever.
Take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are also a cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
I
have cowboy hats that no longer fit because I got them when my hair was straight.
Can you put a headband on it, maybe?
I mean, I can just get a bigger hat.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like that could, like...
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to... Help with the heat. I always get those, especially those thick, like, good quality ones, make my head sweat.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a cowboy hat.
But see me on a horse. Maybe I'll stop wearing my equestrian wear and get down to my cowgirl.
Yeah. Throw on those chaps. And I will be far away from the horse. Yeehaw. Maybe I'll get into lassoing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right?
Yeah. It can hurt a lot if you accidentally hit yourself, which is part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I did a lot of rope work. I'm pretty good with that stuff.
Okay.
So I think I could be okay.
Okay.
I also could shovel things, not manure, but I like shoveling. I'm addicted.
Me too.
To this.
Me too. My mom's addicted. She sent me a text message yesterday and she's like, I can't stop thinking about Beyonce.
So Kacey Musgraves also dropped an album and she ended up on
Melissa.
Oh, I didn't even add it to my rotation. My goddamn playlist that just has Ariana's Olivia Rodrigo Deluxe, Beyonce, and I need to add Kacey on it. So hers ended up on Motz's like
deeper will
it's very good. It's very golden houry.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up on his like release radar or like on one of his like playlists that's like a culmination of like other similar genres of songs. And he was like, it's really good. You got to listen to it. And I was like, this was like the day before Beyonce's dropped. And I was like, Beyonce's going to drop. He's like, no, I've heard the two songs. He's like, no, the whole album. And you're going to, he's going to die. He hasn't listened to it yet. And I was like, you're going to die. Because
he does Western where when y'all go to Denver.
I was going to say, he really loves a specific like mm-hmm. kind of country music, which is this kind of country music. And he also loves like, I mean, her R&B rap is like so good. Mm-hmm. And he loves that. Mm-hmm. And he also loves like dancey kind of house music. And he loves a good beat. And I'm like, you're going to be fucking upset.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait just to listen to this forever and ever.
I know.
I do need everyone else to pause, though. Like, I need no more singles to drop. I need no one to release any new music right now. Like, I just need a moment.
Yeah. Another car bop, Sweet Honey Bucking. Because at home, I listened to it, and I was like, this is good. But then in the car, I realized, like, it's actually like you go through three different steps of sweet, honey, and then bucking, fucking. Like,
I wanted to like take my car on its hind legs yes. and like become a monster truck and like, I like. I thought it was when I was listening in the car, I thought it had changed to a new song, and I was like, no, we're just. It literally like suggested, do you want to play Yaya right now?
I saw that pop up. Yeah. Why did that? I've never I had. Well, my know. I'm always on Do Not Disturb.
And I'm like, yes, I do. But, I would always like to play Yaya, but no, not right now. No, it's just like. I can't. I just like I'm speechless. I love everything.
I can't wait. I can't wait for you to experience it with the headphones on.
No, I'm just like not. I'm going to have to wait a little bit. Like, I'm just not ready yet.
I think I'm going to do an edible this weekend.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
An edible with headphones in. It like doesn't get
life
deep.
Alert.
It doesn't get deep enough in your ear.
No, I understand exactly what
like
you
it just
mean.
Like scratches no, it. Like, and it's like, get inside
no,
of me.
I need a syringe of this album. I need it stuck inside my ear. And then I need to like Miss Frizzle, Magic School Bus, watch it go through my entire body system. Yeah, I need to become that meme of like what all those like spiritual people where it's like that person floating above the sky. Mm-hmm. That's how much I need this to be in my bloodstream.
Yeah.
I like couldn't turn it up loud enough.
No. Anyways. And then having an echo device in every room and then I turn it on. And then also, depending on where things are oriented, it'll do the left speaker and the right speaker.
Whoa.
So that was a different. I was like, because I'd been just lying in bed listening to it. But then I was like, Melissa, you have the capability to listen to this on surround sound on I think 5-6 devices plus my TV. My TVs will, because they're Fire TV, so they'll also connect. So they'll all come on if I connect it to everything.
No, you're making me realize that I've only listened to it through my phone and my computer. I haven't listened to it through my speakers yet. Oh my God. So many ventures.
Apparently, the vinyl and the CDs also have additional vocals on them as well. Like,
she's crazy.
I know. She's like, they have, it's crazy. The same songs, but like, there's more layers to them. But there's also some songs that aren't even on the vinyl or CD. So I was like, she just wants, there's a different experience.
Oh, she's trying. I have a heart problem, Beyonce. She's, oh my God. She's crazy. I love her.
Me too.
Like, we're just so lucky.
I know.
Like, I can't wait to tell my kids that, like, I was alive when this was happening.
I can hear this in history. I can tell you the day that I was first introduced to Beyonce when Bills, Bills, Bills came on. I was in sixth grade, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth grade, I think. And I was in the basement of one of my friend's house. And we were all just chatting, just had MTV on in the background. Bills, bills, bills drops. And keep in mind, everybody else there was white too. So I'm like, who are these amazing four black girls?
And were you seeing the video or the song?
The video.
Oh my God.
It's like, who are these four amazing black girls? They're all just like, who are these like people? Like everything just stops.
Yep. I told you, that's my nephew. When he was doing, he like just paused. Like there's this effect.
And we just stopped and watched. And another time that it happened, like I'm just thinking of all like the jaw dropping times that something has happened with Beyonce / Destiny's Child. When I was in, I was at cheer camp and the Say My Name video was on a television that was at, like we were at lunchtime and there was hundreds of people in this cafeteria. Loud, you just imagine a bunch of like cheerleaders, 15, 16 years old. And you just hear like there's just chatter. Everybody's eating. We've been cheering all day. We're like hungry, hungry. There's one TV in this cafeteria. Everyone just stops and looks at the TV. And then when she did a Super Bowl performance, and I, well, this time I was here in LA at a gay club. So already, we know, we're setting up for success. But watching the football game, nobody's really paying attention. Beyonce comes on, the volume goes up sky high, and everyone's dead silent.
Mott has a similar, I need to ask him what video was him, but his, he had a similar experience to a Destiny's Child, like when he was introduced to Destiny's Child, because we'll play music videos all the time. He's like, oh, I have to. He's like, this, like, I remember, he's like, I remember where I was when I first saw them, saw this. And he was like, it was just, the world stood still. I wonder if it was the same, if it was also Bills or whatever, whatever it was. But it's crazy because like, I don't remember a world where she didn't, this is always like,
I remember always before existed. And after. It was, the world was different. I remember they were on an episode of Smart Guy.
I forgot about that show.
And they did a little tap dance. He did a tap dance to.
Wait, was this before Sister Sister?
No, it was after.
Oh, okay. Because I know that he's what got them to LA.
There was a time when they were on at the same time.
Because he was acting first. I knew that.
He wasn't acting first. They've been acting since they were children.
No, I think he was acting first and that's what they got, like, or he booked something big for something where I think that the Sister Sister came up and catapulted them, but he was the one who was like consistently working before. I might be totally remembering it wrong though.
They were also singing before. Yeah. Like they were going through the whole like girl group thing at the same time as Destiny's Child was coming up too, and like that's how they met. And they also did, like, because you know when you're coming up in that system you do some of the same songs. And I don't know if you've seen, there's a song that Tia and Tamara's group were more known than what Girls Time, which was what Destiny's Child was before. And when Tia was at the Beyonce's most recent concert at Renaissance, she changed the lyrics to that song
and then looked at her
and Tia goes, I don't know if you've seen the clip. Somebody finally posted the video. I was like, why did it take you so fucking long to post this video of what Tia did when she heard it?
Just literally being like,
and they're friends, it's not like they're like,
yeah, but she's still Beyonce.
I know, she's like, still Beyonce.
It's hard. Oh my god, okay,
we've still got shows to do and an AMA to do.
You're right. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.